The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, Graham, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You are on a desert island, and you can only have 5 candies for the rest of your life. In abundance, they're there.
Okay.
What would those 5 candies be? Everyone's got their thing.
Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Fanatics. I am your co-host, Claire Kramer, and I'm sitting here with my beautiful co-host,
Jake Maron. And you know what? I am not as beautiful as the co-host OG, Miss Claire Kramer. Claire, I'm so excited because today we get to talk about something that most people, if not all people, love, right?
I mean, how could you not love candy? We're talking about candy! Yes!
That word alone makes me think of gummies. It makes me think of chocolate. It makes me think of everything. It makes me think of joy. So I'm so excited because we're going to get to talk to Graham Parkhurst today, and he's going to break down what he defines candy as and why he loves it so much.
Graham is like also such an amazing guy, and I had a really good time talking to him because, you know, everybody who listens knows I have 4 kids. They're crazy. They're feral. He sounds like he had a similar like situation growing up. He was 1 of 4. He had a twin brother. And he just seems like so relaxed and out for fun because of kind of growing up. Maybe I'm just projecting how my kids hopefully
maybe
one day will be. But
he was awesome.
He's such an awesome guy and so funny. And I feel like, you know, the candy topic is something we really haven't done. We did dark chocolate once on the show, but it's something we haven't gotten to explore. And it really ties in, I feel, to everyone's. I mean, we spent the whole time reminiscing. I feel like I've known him forever. And I mean, you guys certainly know him. He's starring in Netflix Unglamorous alongside Kim Cattrall, a big icon.
Yeah.
I love her.
Even I love Sex and the City, okay? The fact that Graham's starring right alongside her, like, I can't wait to watch. But first, let's listen to our conversation with Graham about candy. Okay, Graham, so tell me, is gum candy or is it something completely different?
Gum is candy. And if you're like me, you swallowed too much of it in the 90s, I would consider it candy. However, I don't want to take a strong stance on that because a lot of people don't think it is. To me, gum is candy, but everybody has their own opinion.
Wow.
Because it's a treat. Gum's a treat,
it's
right?
It's a treat. It's
yes.
a treat. Yeah.
Now, a lozenger is not candy. That's not a treat. That's for an ailment.
Yes.
See, I would disagree.
You would?
I think a lozenge is more of a candy than gum because gum is just chew. You never swallow it, even though Graham just told us he's probably swallowed pounds of gum in the past. But no, I don't think gum is candy.
But a blow pop is candy and blow pop has gum in it.
Wow.
So I just blew your mind, Jake.
Wow.
Okay, Graham. Just to recap for our listeners, we are talking about your fanaticism for candy today. And this is a good opportunity for me to ask you, how do you define candy? What is the Graham definition of candy?
Candy is life. It's the exception to all rules. Candy is beautiful. Candy never lets you down. Candy is just a sweet aspect of our lives.
Pun intended.
I love that answer. That's so deep. But on a physical level here, Graham, what makes something candy to you?
Sugary, sweet, chewy, sour. Yeah, something sweet to kind of boost the energy to give you, I mean, a spike in energy, but something just to enjoy while you're watching a movie, while you're going for a walk, or in your bed while you're watching Netflix, you know?
I love it. Okay. I'm a mom. I remember the very first time I gave my oldest daughter, you know, because I was all like, oh, I'm going to feed her organic and everything's going to be perfect. And my baby will only eat homemade food. And then all of a sudden, you know, somewhere down the line, I'm like, this is a gummy worm. Try it.
You know? And then their eyes just went like that.
And she was like, oh, I love it. So I remember that really clearly as a mom. You as a person, do you remember the first time you had something really sweet that you identified as candy?
Good question.
Oh, listen, I grew up in the 90s, so we basically grew up on high fructose corn syrup. So I don't really know. Cereal was candy. Everything was candy. Yeah.
So when you say everything's candy, see, that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. Because to me, candy is chocolate, it's sweets, and that's it, you know? So for you, Graham, you haven't even talked about chocolate yet. Is that not part of your candy love?
Listen, it's like an onion. There's many layers, right?
Mm-hmm. Ah.
If you're talking like just candy, it's traditional lollipops and all that stuff. But you can get into like confectionery and you get into chocolate and all that stuff. But that's like another level of candy, I would say. But me specifically, you're thinking like gummy worms, gummy bears, suckers, and sour candies, stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
I feel like I personally was responsible for keeping like the Sour Patch Kids business in business, my pregnancies, because that's literally all I ate.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. What is your favorite type of like sour candy and what makes a sour candy so tasty? It's not supposed to work. It's an oxymoron. Like candy is supposed to be sweet and this is like sour.
That's a really good question, and I don't know how to answer it fully, but I will say I think it's a citric acid and then the sugar together, and the more citric acid, the more sour it is. I prefer like super sour stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If your tongue is like all your taste buds have burnt off by the end of the bag, it's probably great. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, I didn't like it that much, right? Like Sour Patch Kids were great because they're not really that sour, right?
They're not too bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But like Warheads and stuff like that, that would like literally burn your face.
Warheads I loved. Loved.
You did?
Would destroy all my taste buds.
Okay. What about those baby bottles nowadays with the like the powder in them? Have you seen
those? Oh, baby bottle. Yeah. Baby bottle pops. Yeah.
Those are definitely sour, very sour.
I don't have taste buds left, maybe. So maybe that's the issue. I burned them all off because I don't really find it that sour anymore. Like, yeah. I really, really don't. Yeah.
What's the sourest candy that you have ever tried? Would it be like a Warhead?
Yes, actually, it's got to be a Warhead. Remember those gumballs? I don't know. I'm in Canada, but they had these gumballs that were like Warheads. They were as sour, but it lasted longer. Those were brutal. Like, they were absolutely brutal, but I loved it. I don't know why.
What were they called? Do you remember the name by any chance?
I have no idea. No idea.
Don't even worry about it. But it's interesting because, you know, you grew up in Canada, and I never really thought about this, but you guys probably have your own candies up there. Are there any Canadian candies that you can't get outside of up there?
Yes. So we have this thing called Kinder Egg Surprise, which is basically chocolate egg with a toy in the middle. But they were banned in America because kids were eating the
kids
toys.
Kids were eating the toy, yeah.
Yeah. And I will say, I'm very happy that I grew up with those because we got to play with toys as well, right? Whereas, like, I don't know what happened in America. Why are you guys eating the toy?
One lawsuit.
A lot of bans on a lot of weird things down here. Don't question it.
Do you guys have Twizzlers there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, My mom loves Twizzlers. That's her go-to.
But you have Red Vine as well, right? That's the other
one?
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay. We don't have Red Vine here.
Oh.
That's, as they call it in the beauty industry, that's the dupe of a Twizzler.
Oh. Hey, yeah. I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't want to insult any American candy, but I will say Red Vines are no-go in my world.
Yeah.
I'm with you. We're all on the same page.
Yeah, someone at this office is, so we always have them around.
Oh, no, I just insulted somebody.
No. Let me ask you this. I really want to hone in here. So we talked a little bit about, you know, the difference for your fanaticism, particularly with candy. Is it the gummies and the sours versus the chocolates? Is that what I'm hearing or is that incorrect?
I'm very well-rounded. Like, I have a palate for all of it. But I will say specifically gummies and sour candies, like, that's – if there's a bowl at a party – actually, this has happened. If there's a bowl at a party – I will be there the whole night. Mm-hmm. I've done it once. And I've been made fun of ever since. This was like 6 years ago.
Right.
But it was just gummy candies. Gummy and then like mixed with sour candies.
Oh, yum.
That's the basic for me, you know. That's step one.
I'm just wondering, what's the most candy you've had in one day and or night?
Oh, that's embarrassing. I don't even know if I want
to. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Because I don't want to promote like overeating sugar, but I've done some binges, like candy binges and Netflix binges at the same time. So
It's dangerous.
So I'll just say a lot, you know. But you have to get like a bit of everything. You need like the Reese's peanut butter cups. You need something chewy. Then you need the jelly beans, who have like a harder sugar shell, and then the sour candy.
You still do enjoy the chocolate. That's why it's so well-rounded. We're trying to find one candy that you're all about. It sounds like it's all of them, Graham.
That's the unfortunate thing. I can't make a decision, but I will say that I love all candy. It's really bad. Yeah.
You say all candy, but let's press you real quick. Is there one candy you don't like?
Red Vines. Easy question.
Fair enough. There we go. And good callback. I love that.
I'm sure there's other ones, but like that is the one specifically that I'm like, nah, no go. Like I was in LA like a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, let's try these. And it was just like wax and food coloring. I was shocked.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Not for me.
So there's certain types. There's certain points in my life where I'm like, I know I'm going to be eating candy. One, Halloween. That's an obvious one. Two, three, if I'm going to a movie theater. So let's run down like your routine habits for these specific events in your life. Movie theater. What are you buying and what are you eating during the movie?
Okay. Just to make it easier, the last time I went to the movie, I ordered Starburst gummies. I don't know if they have them, but like they're new.
Uh-huh, they have them.
Here. Mm-hmm. And like I got the sour ones. Mm. And then we got, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Glossettes, you know, the raisin chocolate things?
Yes.
Yes.
I love those too. Yeah.
Oh, you the raisinettes?
I know.
I guess someone has to love them because they're in every movie theater.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm keeping them in business. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. How about flying? Are you someone who will pick up, you know, at the Hudson News yourself a bag of something? And what is that bag?
So most airports will have like a boutique candy shop, right? Mm-hmm. This is really embarrassing. And I will say every single time I'm at an airport, I will go and get like a bulk and just try all the ones I haven't had before, especially if I'm in America or if I'm Vancouver has this really great one too. So I'll just pick all the candies I haven't had before. And then me as a 3-4-year-old man, mm-hmm, with this like bag this big, and I'm just like secretly eating them because I don't want everybody looking at me. So I'll put my hand into my bag where nobody could see. I'll be like, but always specialty candies from the airport.
That is hilarious. I love that too. That's why I love traveling to the UK. That's probably, you know, one of my favorite things, because they definitely have the chocolate tastes different. In my opinion, it's better than in the United States.
And more variety too. Like the Kit Kats, mm-hmm, you could get 1,000 variation of Kit Kats overseas. Yeah. Here in America, it's like, here's two options. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Have you been to Australia?
Yes.
I wish.
So they have, I don't know if it's like Allen's brand candy. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, yeah, I'm going to answer this question. My favorite candy of all time, it's in Australia. It's called Snakes Alive or Party Mix or something like that. And it's just gummy candies, but I don't know what ingredients to use. I don't think it's the same as we use up here. The best gummy candies in the world. If you want to sponsor me, Allen's.
Okay, what's up?
They have a lot of different gummy candies in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. Lollies. They call them lollies.
Yeah, lollies. Because they're all self-contained, so they're not getting the imports. They've got to like produce everything themselves to make it reasonable to purchase.
That's so cool. It sounds like, obviously, you eat candy all the time. I'm curious, is this something that like started at a young age because your mom would give you candy when you did something good or like after dinner? Like, where did the candy come from?
I don't know. I don't have much of a memory, probably because of all the candy. But when you're a kid and you get allowance or whatever in the 90s, you're like, wow, $2. And then you walk down to the corner store and then you just get candy. I don't know why. I don't know why I love it.
I only ask that because, like, I know, like, my grandmother would always give me cherry frozen yogurt. So, like, I had that connection. I didn't know if you have, like, a certain candy connection with people that you love.
Actually, okay, I have one. I remember, so my dad is kind of up in the country in Ontario, and they had this one corner store. I remember when we were young, you could get like 100 jujubes for a dollar or something like that. I'm really aging myself with these prices here. But then you would get them and then you would eat them. That's my earliest memory. I would say like maybe two or three eating that. But wow. You also put them on a fishing hook. You could actually catch bass with them.
What?
What?
Yeah, no joke. No joke. Yeah.
I love that.
I want to go back to my, you know, try question, if you will. Halloween, big candy time for the country, big candy time for neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a tradition with myself, my siblings, and now my kids where they come back with their loot, they sort it into piles, and then they start the trade. You know, it's the bartering and it's the candy exchange starts happening.
Oh, yeah.
What would you trade? What was the exchange like? What were you willing to get rid of and what did you hoard?
Oh, I have love for all of it, except I would always get rid of my apples. I would always get rid of my raisins. Who gave out raisins? Like, really?
Yeah, like, why?
Dentists.
Toothbrush for Halloween? Like, no, thank you. But I would, but I have three other siblings. I have a twin brother. So him and I would often, like, go through everything. We both loved Three Musketeer bars.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have them?
So, delicious. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you throw them in the freezer. That's the best way to have those ones.
Oh, yeah.
So we would like trade the other siblings. Some of them really liked like the cheesies or the whatever. And I was like, nah, I don't want the chips, the plain chips too. Who did that? Like,
yeah. Like why?
It's why? Candy.
Yeah. So we would always kind of stack up on the Reese, the Three Musketeers, and then kind of like the gummy candies. I couldn't tell you the name of them, but.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There were lots.
So this is a divided topic amongst my household. The Almond Joy or the Mounds bars that contain coconut.
Same to mine.
I love
which
them.
One do you love, Claire?
I love both. I love coconut.
Okay.
So agreed. I'm good. But some people, that's like Hawaiian pizza. It's a very debatable topic.
Yes.
Our producer Trevor hates it. Hates coconut. What about you, Graham?
So we don't have those here, but I know what you're talking about. The one you said Mounds, that's one without the almond?
That's the one without the almond.
But it's still the coconut and chocolate.
It's the coconut and dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate. It's milk chocolate with the almond.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go with Almond Joy then.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At least you get a little bit of like, oh, I'm healthy. There's an almond, you know?
Right. So. There's a nut in here. That's kind of like the raisinettes. Also, I see why you like the raisinettes.
Fiber,
that's funny.
You know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's good for me.
It is. What about that campaign that happened in the 90s with the singing raisins? Like, what was that all about?
The California raisins. Yeah,
the California raisins. They were like literally pushing raisins like it was like crack or something.
Okay, I never understood that because like, if you look at the nutritional facts of raisins, like they're not actually... Like, they're so full of sugar, right? Of course, it's natural, but...
it's like wine. It's like...
4 months from wine, yeah. So
exactly.
I understood that. However, I will say, remember in the cereal boxes you used to get the California raisins? And yes. they'd be like, want the saxophonist? Jake doesn't remember.
No, no, no. I'm older than I look, Graham. I'm 35, okay? So, yes, I remember very well. Yeah.
There's some funny ad campaigns back in the 90s. The Fruit of the Loom.
Let's bring them
one.
Back. Let's bring them back, you know?
There are. They're coming back revamped. You for the think? New generation.
The M&M yeah. seems to be the only one that's like stuck with like the character of the food. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Like they've made a run at it. Yeah. Now you guys have Smarties that are like M&M's, but how are they different?
The chocolate's different. You guys have Rockets. Yeah, we have they're the
that's
same thing, Rockets
gotcha.
Smarties.
Okay.
Rockets here are little pressed hard candies, but you guys call those Smarties, I believe. Mm-hmm. But Smarties is just a different type of chocolate than an M&M.
It's like a more milky type, right?
I prefer Smarties over regular M&Ms, but I prefer peanut M&Ms over all. So
I do too. I like those too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we've sort of like talked about lozenges and do they qualify, and we were kind of divided on that. You know, same with raisins, I guess.
The candy line. Raisins are not candy.
Raisins are not candy. Raisins are wine. That's what we've established.
Raisins are wine, yes. What about like Mountain Dew or like Mr. Pibb or these sodas that are just completely sugary, but they're a drink?
We don't have Mr. Pibb here. Mm-hmm. We do have Mountain Dew, but it's just, I feel sorry for myself. Every time I go to the States, I'm like, there's so much selection. I don't know what the government's trying to do here to keep us from having fun, I guess. But Mountain Dew, never that big either, but maybe just for me. Mm-hmm, but pop in general is a huge part of my life. Diet, now that I'm older, though.
Right.
And a lot less than it used to be. You know what I mean? So that's the unfortunate part about getting older. You got to cut
the sugar. But is it candy? Is it
it's
candy,
not candy,
though, Graham?
No. It's not candy. But I mean, like, if you have a glass of orange juice, that has the same amount of sugar as a can of pop, pretty much, right? Am I wrong?
No, I think you're correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah. And without the fiber of the orange juice, like if you're getting like pulp free, then technically, aside from the vitamin C.
Yeah, you should just drink like a Fanta.
Just drink Coke. You know? Don't do that. Don't do that, kids. Don't do it.
Don't do that. All right, Graham, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You are on a desert island and you can only have 5 candies for the rest of your life. In abundance, they're there.
Okay.
What would those 5 candies be?
The snakes from Australia.
Okay, yeah. Snakes yeah. from Australia.
The gummy snakes from Australia.
Done. 4 more.
Curly Whirlies. Do you know what
those
are?
What is a curly whirly? No, I never heard of this.
They're like a Wonka one. It's like a bunch of caramel kind of in a curly thing and then dipped in chocolate.
Oh, yum.
Okay, if you guys don't have them, get some. Order them. Order them from the UK or from Canada because they're incredible.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I just Googled it. They look delicious. That's 2. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Sour Patch Kids are a basic, obvious.
That's great. Have to have them.
Okay, peanut M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4. You got 1 more and we know it's not going to be Red Vines.
Oh, it's definitely not going to be Red Vines. Okay, yeah, actually, I'll go with Twizzlers. Yeah. I don't know. I know they're not a ton of flavor, but there's something nostalgic about eating Twizzlers for some reason for me. So.
Okay. I'm just thinking of all these candy questions. Too many yeah. for one episode.
It's fun. It's fun to talk that.
So marketing strategy, marketing 101, especially marketing to, you know, the ages like 3 to 18 or in your case 35. The yogurt now has like candy in the top that you dump in. It's like Twix, you know, that you dump
uh-huh,
in.
Uh-huh.
Candy is now ice cream, which is not candy, which is different. We can probably agree on that. But now the ice cream has big, you know, ooh, Mars yeah. bars or Twix in there. So what is your thought on buying like a hybrid candy, like a yogurt with candy or a ice cream with, you know, dark chocolate and chunks or something? How does this work for you?
Last night I had an M&M ice cream sandwich. It was cookie M&M's ice cream sandwich. I ate candy, but is that candy, Graham?
Yes. Yeah, it's not a real sandwich, you know, so I feel like... So yeah, I think it classifies, but okay, like taking something like yogurt, which is supposed to be healthy or whatever, like leave that for like health food, you know? I don't want to like play and be like, oh, yogurt, but with Twix. Like, what's the point? I'll just buy a Twix bar, right?
Yeah, just
like,
eat a Twix.
If I'm going to be like outside of candy, I will say like I eat very, very healthy. And now that I'm older, the candy has stopped quite a bit. Doesn't mean I don't have it, but it's a lot less. But even when I was younger, I would still say like, don't mix it. Keep yogurt as yogurt and then candy as candy. As soon as you start mixing things, then you got Fruit Loops, you know? And like, what's the point?
It's like a Labradoodle. Who needs them? You got the poodle or the Labrador. Oh, you don't know. But it is a hybrid. So
it is a hybrid.
I agree with you though. Maybe the yogurt candy is made for someone like me who's like, oh, I'm totally healthy. aside from this topping of Twix. But yeah, keep it separate. Keep it real.
Yeah. As long as you can like differentiate like this is food and this is candy. You know what I mean? Then you can still live a balanced lifestyle. But if you're like, I'm going to go on a diet, but I'm going to have yogurt with Twix. You know what I mean? It's like, we're not.
It sounds like you eat a lot of candy by yourself, Graham. But is it a social activity, too, that you do with certain people?
Yes. I will
say.
He
told you he ate a bowl of gummies.
Yes, a whole bowl of gummies. But is there like your buddy that like, that's who I'm calling. We're going to go eat some candy.
No, not quite. But I will say that every time I go to a park, every time I go to the beach, anytime I go to a party and they're like, bring something, like it is very obvious that I'm going to be bringing candy. Right. And then when I have people over, like the first thing I look for is not a charcuterie board. I look for like a selection of candy, a variety of candy. Right. So, because yeah, I'm a child, but I love it. You know,
I love it too.
Yeah. I love
Sounds
it.
Amazing.
We kind of touched on controversial candy with the coconut topic, but I'd like to go a little deeper. We know Red Vine's controversial. Mm. How about black licorice? Yes, no, maybe time or place for it or ban.
Personally, you know, I love it. Anything black really? Is great. So yeah, I love all black candy. So
wow.
Yeah, like I love like the jelly beans. I don't know what it is, but there's this like, it doesn't feel as bad when you're eating it because you're like, oh, there's health properties to
it's
the black licorice.
Gross. Have you ever played that game? And then we'll get back to the controversial candy. But have you ever played that game, Bean Boozled?
Bean Boozled? No. What is it?
Yes. Yes.
It's by the people who make jelly beans. You know, the big, all the different flavors like popcorn and cotton candy
like
and
Jelly Belly or whatever.
Yeah, right, Jelly Belly, yes.
Yeah.
So with Bean Boozled, it comes in a tin and you spin on the top of the thing. And then you have to eat the color. So the color may be like you're thinking, oh, this is a pink one. It's cotton candy. It may be a cotton candy.
Then it tastes like puke.
Or it could be like a Pepto-Bismol. Or like, you know.
It's horrible. We got that for our honeymoon. My wife and I got that for our honeymoon. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really fun to play with kids. It's really fun because they just lose their freaking minds. But
I've never played it. I wonder, we probably have it here too. I'm pretty sure I've seen it before. Never played it. Would love to play it. Maybe when I come to LA, somebody will play.
Let's get Bean Boozled.
Let's get Bean Boozled.
Okay, controversial candy. We covered black licorice. All right, coffee flavors.
Okay. I don't know. I like, do you guys have Coffee Crisp? Coffee Crisp is delicious.
It's my favorite. That's my favorite candy bar.
But like a coffee jelly bean? Not thanks. Like, no, we don't, like, let's not cross them, right? Coffee is too adult for candy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
Yeah, I think the Coffee Crisp works because it has the wafer in there.
Exactly.
This is also one I freeze, by the way, Graham. It's a good one in the freezer. Yeah, because we don't have those here unless it's a specialty store.
So I'll have
to bring a bunch back and like ration. What about the violet candy, the violet flavored candy things? Have you had those?
No, I don't think so. But once again, I'm gonna take a stance and be like, it's too adult. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, it's like, which is fine. There's a nostalgic feeling to eating just candy, right? Mm-hmm. So when you make it too complicated, you know?
Right. Like simple candy.
Simple candy.
What about a Junior Mint or the peppermint patties? Like a mint and chocolate. Like, I love those, but is that too grown up? Is mint too not candy?
It is candy. It is candy. It's 100% candy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm biased because I like love them. So
same.
I love the soft peppermints.
Yes, the soft
that you get when you're leaving a restaurant, like, and they have those sometimes. They're
soft.
Like a ball of peppermint, and they're kind of chalky.
Oh, the ones that like melt in your yes. mouth, those ones?
Yes,
oh.
immediately.
I always take I fill my purse yes. with those. All right, I have a rapid fire word association game okay. for you. It's not Bean Boozled, but we're going to do our best here since we're not in the same area. I just want the first thing that comes to your head when I say these candies, okay?
Ready.
Okay. Nerds.
Love.
Bit of Honey.
Don't know what that is.
Oh. Plain Hershey chocolate.
Ugh. Boring.
Now. Not you, Jake.
I love it.
Although that was we did find something new out about Jake.
We did.
Then.
We did.
Now and later.
Later.
Sour gummies.
Perfection.
Swedish fish.
Iconic.
Willy Wonka candies.
Yes, please.
Caramel corn.
It's okay.
Mike and Ike.
Yes, I love Mike and Ike.
Junior mints.
Yes, please. Always.
Okay, candied fruit. Like real candied fruit.
Nickname in high school.
great way to end, Graham.
Perfect.
But on that note, Graham, we do us a favor of please writing Candy a love letter.
Dear Candy, thank you for all of the sweetness you brought into my life. And I will always and forever love you more than anything else in this world. Love, Graham.
Love, Graham.
That was cute. That was cute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel like we've really, like, locked onto a topic that I could discuss endlessly.
I mean, what if this was just the podcast from now on? We talked to everybody about their favorite candies. Because I feel like that could go a million years.
Or just talk to me about it.
What is your favorite candy? Like Claire, I don't even know.
I don't know. There's lots of candy combinations I like. Like, for example, when I go to the movies, I like to get Milk Duds and popcorn and then I like to eat them at the same time because the Milk Dud and the salty, buttery part of the popcorn combined is like deliciousness in your mouth. Now, they don't sell a candy that's popcorn flavored Milk Dud, but they should. They should.
Interesting.
I'm also a big, as I mentioned in the podcast, gummy person. Ate my weight in Sour Patch things and peach rings and gummies when I had my four pregnancies. I'm surprised my kids didn't like come out shaped like a gummy bear.
Fair enough.
But now that I'm older, I'm really into the dark chocolate caramel sea salt kind of scenarios.
Interesting. Uh-huh. My wife's the same way. But it's interesting how it changes as you get older, huh?
Yes, it is. I've never liked white chocolate. I will say that.
I get it. There's something to me, too, that's artificial tasting about white chocolate. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't have that like wholesome chocolatey taste that I really look for. So I get that completely.
Right. It looks pretty, like sprinkling it on. Very pretty. Decorating pretzels, like sprinkling.
Great concept.
And I like it with peppermint, but that's it. I don't want to see you unless it's December. What about you?
Oh, gosh. I like so many candies, Claire. Because, like, for me, candy is comfort. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why, like, you know, losing weight, whatever, it's hard. Because, like, candy, you have a bad day, you have a bad week. You have anything you want to celebrate with, candy, because that's how it was when I grew up.
Right.
But what is my favorite? You know, my wife's favorite, I could say for sure, easily, is like sour gummies. But I'll tell you, like, she just bought me a couple days after I had a little surgery, she brought me some peanut M&Ms, a big thing of them, because she knows I love peanut M&Ms. Not peanut butter M&Ms, which are also delicious, but the peanut M&Ms, just like our man, Graham. So.
Yes.
I would say it just depends on the mood, but Milk Duds, also a personal favorite by themselves, Claire. I've never tried them with popcorn, so I'm going to go do that. I'm excited.
You have to. You have to.
Sold. Today.
Yeah. Don't go today. Now. Immediately.
Right now.
Here's another fun combination between a candy and a fruit, which makes the fruit almost candy-like. Uh-huh. We always do this around Christmas. You take an orange and you get those bags of peppermint sticks that are the peppermint sticks are a little bit softer, not quite as soft as the peppermint mints that we were talking about, but the sticks that are like 3-4 inches long, and you cut a hole in the top of the orange and then you put the peppermint stick in and you suck and it creates a whistle. It's like, whoo, and it creates a delicious pepperminty orange juice that you're able to enjoy.
See, I love all that. As a Jewish man, there's so many things about Christmas time. Like, I love peppermint bark.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
It's just like, I don't know, something about Christmas time to me, like all those little like fun things, like whistling through cinnamon stick. Like, that just sounds amazing, and that's a whole of the world that I haven't even gotten to explore. So now I think you're giving me more candy.
I'm going to make you this holiday season for Hanukkah. I'm going to make you like a peppermint chocolate-y like menorah with oranges that you can enjoy for the Hanukkah season. Why not?
This is going to be great, and that'll look really cool. And oh my God, Claire, see, that's why we do this, folks. Find new and exciting things that we could all try. So
absolutely.
I'm stoked.
Okay. I'm stoked too. And if you're stoked, check out some more episodes of Fanatics. WeAreFanatics.com, @WeAreFanatics on Twitter. And you know, we say sharing is caring. So share this episode with a friend. Let them know. There's lots of candy tricks and candy categorizing if you're into that type of thing, which apparently I am. And also, you know, just a lot of sweet talking with Graham, who's a great guy.
Just make sure you have your napkin because you're gonna drool.
Oh. And on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next Thursday. And coming up next week on Fanatics, we have TikTok star and content creator Brooklyn Webb. Yes, you probably know her from her body positivity TikToks. She's done a ton of stuff, couple singles out there. She is coming on to talk to us about female pop stars and how they empower her so she can empower other viewers on TikTok. It's a great episode. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to WeAreFanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at @WeAreFanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, FANADDICTS. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Enhance your listening experience with Wondery Plus. Enjoy ad-free listening, exclusive content, binges, and more. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.